Hey there, Anne Sloan here. Welcome to Carlotta Botox Quarantined, our new mini-series. Before we get started, just a quick message from me about our Season 3, which we are working on real hard and which we will be getting to you very soon. In fact, it would be a huge help if we had some feedback from you. If you can, please visit fableandfolly.com/survey and fill out a super brief questionnaire. That would be a tremendous help to us as we plan the next season. Thanks so much.
Dear Diary, except I have to come up with a new name for you since Diary was burned on the grill last season. The thing is, maybe I don't even need a diary. Maybe I can just talk to myself, like a soliloquy, you know? Me, Carlotta Botox, just chatting with Carlotta Botox. Or do I go back to being Kitty Kinnicky again? Who am I? Her inner monologue asked, to no one in particular. Siri.
Jesus Christ.
Should I send Carlotta Botox packing, umlaut and all? Should I go back to being Kitty Kinnicky?
Come on, girl, stop asking me to think for you. Give it a rest already.
Ugh, Siri totally gets me. Let's put a pin in the question, who am I, for a moment, and answer the question, where am I? That's easier to answer. I'm at my parents' house, in New Jersey. When we last spoke, I had been exposed as a fraud, and Hollywood pretty much kicked me to the curb. While I was planning my comeback, I figured I could make a living as a dog walker, barista, waitress, I don't know, I would do something. But then, coronavirus hit, and my plans to take my life back had to be put on hold. I came back to New Jersey to ride this out with my parents. I've been staying in my childhood bedroom and social distancing from the world. They've been hugely supportive, but also, they really like that I can go to ShopRite to get their lottery tickets for them. Pandemic or no, Dottie and Ricky Kinnicky still want to win the Mega Millions. They've had their eye on a houseboat forever. This isn't the first time I've been in quarantine, by the way. During my 12th season on this planet, I self-isolated in this very room, my bedroom. I was an outcast, even then. Mom had kept my room exactly the same. It was like a museum from 2003. A closet full of bedazzled jeans, an iPod mini loaded up with so much Britney. Oh, baby, baby. And on the wall, a signed Clay Aiken poster. Let me tell you, back in the day, I was aching for Clay. But that was nothing compared to what I found under my bed. Holy cannoli, it's my old diaries! What a treasure trove! So fans, what do you say we open one and take a peek at the preteen mind of Carlotta Botox? Dear Kitty. Oh, how cute is that? I called my diary Kitty after myself. Oh! And in case you forgot, Anne Frank also called her diary Kitty. Coincidence? I don't think so. Oh, poor Anne Frank, though. She also had a rough time in quarantine. Anyway, where was I? Ahem. Dear Kitty. My life is over. Over! I said goodbye forever tonight to the only people who will ever fully understand me. The cast of Dawson's Creek. Joey and Pacey end up together? Ugh, as if. No, no, I can't go on! Ugh, oh my goodness. Drama much, Kitty? I gotta say, though, I am re-feeling the feels. James Vanderbeek, I loved you so. Why'd you have to go off and become middle-aged? Ah, well, I think that's all for now, dear diary. Or should I say, dearest inner monologue. There's more from my teen diaries to come. We're gonna get through this corona thing together. You, me, and 2003. Toodles! And wear your face masks no matter what your damn governor says. Love you!
Thank you so much for listening to Carlotta Botox Quarantined. This episode starred Samantha Gordon in the role of Carlotta, and it was written, directed, and produced by me, Anne Sloan. For full credits, please visit our website, carlottapodcast.com, or check the show notes. Thanks so much.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen, wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.